Oh, you want to see the scratch marks?
Yeah.
The scratch
Like a
marks?
lie detector test.
Like a lie detector.
Yeah,
With your voice?
bro. Imagine if that's what that meant. Just like it was a subliminal thing. Like it wasn't in the fine print of this software. Like when you see the vocals go real high, that means you're lying.
The truth is in
I'm
his
like, bro, I'm
voice.
not even screaming. Why these y'all so big?
Oh,
Look at the
shit.
truth screaming. Like,
The truth screaming.
but so yeah, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is the Almanac Podcast, starring your hosts Eddie and Alex.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had to steal the thunder. I had to switch it up. You know what I mean?
I was like, all right, what just happened here? I was gonna be like, yo,
energy
you ready
boomer.
To start? And you were just like, you just. I wasn't even gonna. Damn.
I want to thank the
crazy.
Coronavirus for giving me these naps to supply this energy.
Bold now.
this is like, I can't. Yo, I was like, yo, for real?
Yo, what's up? It's Alex.
So.
I don't even know how to fucking talk now.
Why? Oh, because I took it. Yeah, we didn't plan this. Yeah,
took
we
did my
not,
place.
We didn't plan this. That means you got to finish this off,
said,
bro.
Fuck my job.
This is a 50-50 thing. But how are you, bro?
Motherfucker, all right, you didn't even say what episode it was.
Bro.
You got to say the episode, goddamn. I had a structure I've been building for 12 episodes, and
this is episode 13. I knew it. I already knew it.
You have to explain it to the... To the listeners.
This is episode 13. If they know, they know. They rocking.
Oh, you're wild.
All right, I'm just saying, yo, I'll be Joe's shit if it just gets to the point where, like, we have people like, yo, bro, you remember episode 364? Like, of the Almanac Podcast?
Bro, that's going to be like 5 years from now.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Because
but, like,
we are not stopping.
All right, bro. I'm flying cross country for this shit. Every Sunday.
Yeah, I really hope we still get to do our Puerto Rican trip.
Yo,
Puerto Rico trip.
Yo, for real. That's you mean one of the huge like though the coronavirus is really a double edged sword.
They're slashing prices everywhere,
yo,
but we can't leave.
For real, like people are begging for our bread at this point. Like niggas is inside, they can't spend money.
Did you see in Florida they're allowing all like. Visitors finish their stay and then they have to go back home. Like if you're not from Florida, you have to go.
Including college students?
Yeah.
Well, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, that's
go
that's
home.
Bet.
Stay home.
I'll see Bay from Florida soon.
Bay from Florida?
Yeah, Bay from Florida. I'll see you soon.
All right. You bitches from the last episode know about that?
Nah, shit. It was stupid. Yo, I swear though, I ain't gonna lie though, bro. Like, I feel like Florida is like Vegas to like Lancaster, PA. Like, what happens in Florida stays in Florida. Yo, bro, everybody goes to Florida. Everybody goes to Florida. No, literally, I haven't been to Florida since I was like 8. But yo, I swear, people go to Florida all the time. Like, nobody goes anywhere else but Florida.
What about Jersey? Jersey City. Atlantic City.
That's like when you.
It gets pretty raunchy there, and it gets pretty raunchy in Ocean City too.
Yeah, well, I've never been to either or actually.
What?
Yeah, I've never been to AC or OC.
Oh,
I've been. Wait,
that's crazy.
I've been to AC, but that was only. But I was at a resort. I didn't go to like the.
It was
beach.
An accident.
No, it was planned. It was an accident. What?
You just showed up.
I just
you just showed up there.
Yo, I thought the White Castle was this way. Like, you feel me? Like, nah, bro. Yeah, I've never been, but like that's just how I view Florida. But I haven't been to Florida since I was like 8 years old.
Wow.
I've been meaning to go back because like my uncle just moved to like he moved to South Beach like maybe like 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
And like he's just been saying to come over, but like no.
Yeah, I have a half brother that's in Florida that's begging me to go down there, and
bro,
I'm just
I
like.
Mean, it looks I like from the friends I do have over there. It does look lit, like
yeah,
but
it's better than
here right now.
Here right now.
I know. I mean, because like realistically, like, would you rather like walk out to a city or walk out to a fucking beach? Like, you could. I don't mind being 6 feet at a beach.
I think the worst part about this lockdown is that the weather is so beautiful, and we've just been dealing with like the worst weather while we were able to go out.
Caged animals, really.
Like, Mother Nature does not fuck with us.
But yo, for real, it's like teasing. Yo, this is Mother Nature's fans only. You gotta pay and work to be outside, baby.
Pay for the premium.
Pay for this premium. But on the bright side, you know, like while people are being quarantined, you know, we still got like artists showing love, dropping projects.
Okay.
So we could start off with this Party Next Door, Party's Mobile, drop Friday. Like 12 on the dot. My man was like, I was impressed with what's the word I'm looking for? The punctuality. Like, you feel me? My man said February, pushed it back to March. Now we're here. He carried through. It's been like, what, 4 years? 5 years.
Any artist that was just claiming they were going to drop music before the end of 2019 was lying. The only person that did it was Travis Scott, and he didn't announce that shit.
You said before 2019?
Yeah, because like
2018?
What are you talking about?
You said before 2019, or are you saying
2019?
Okay.
To roll into 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, so like they were like, I feel like a lot of artists are just like using that and that hype from 2019 and saying they're going to drop an album. Because I feel like, so like Rihanna did the same thing. She said she was going to drop an album.
R12
was supposed to come out when like fourth quarter 2019, you know, sometime around like September, October, November. Didn't happen, but now supposedly it's supposed to come out now. I feel like, yo, all these artists are just using the hype of 2020 to just like release their music, you know?
Well, it also comes to a point where, like, you know, people are inside. No one has nothing better to do than to just sit and listen to this new music.
Oh, right now?
Because like a lot of people are just chilling right, out and, right they're, and they're looking for something. So it's like it's fan service in its own, but it's also good marketing because like even the artists aren't going outside. So it's not like, you know, you can keep your relevancy, keep you, you know, like keep posting pictures of what you're doing shit at the crib. Maybe. Right. But it's a smart move. Mm-hmm. And like I would do it. Like if I had music in the tuck, I'm definitely dropping some shit. Just because like.
Why wouldn't you? Have you been seeing all these DJs?
DJs, rappers, just like leaking, previewing shit they haven't posted, which I think is dope.
They'll just get on Instagram live. I was like, all these people are going like live. I was like, maybe you and I should go live today.
Damn, bro, that's great. You know, I
totally forgot about it.
I've brought this up several times.
I slept,
and then the change of heart.
Yeah,
the change of heart. It's strange.
It is strange, huh?
But hold on, I want to backtrack to this Party Mobile, bro. How did you feel?
It takes a while for me to warm up. I'm cold.
My man been through it all. But bro, please, I'm trying to get to this Party Mobile. All right,
fucking OVO. Motherfucking
OVO, go ahead. Say, you was gonna say Dick Ride. I know you were gonna say Dick Ride. I don't get on you for riding Dreamville, TDE. I don't say nothing. I let you do you.
There's two groups right there. Anyway, carry on.
But I don't hate on your love for me.
Yeah, you do.
But anyway, how did you turn this off
when we were listening to what's his face earlier?
Oh, just go ahead, Reason?
Yeah.
Nah, because I wanted to listen to Jack Boys. You was gassing Jack Boys, so I wanted.
Jack Boys is still hot. It's cool. Jack Boys.
It's cool.
What?
It's cool.
It's cool?
Like, I just like, I mean, like, I feel like when, like, all right, with Travis Scott, like, I didn't really listen. Like, Sheck West didn't drop nothing crazy. Don Toliver didn't drop nothing crazy to me.
Don Toliver just dropped an album.
I know, and I listened to it.
You didn't like it?
I liked a couple songs, like Wasted and Euphoria.
Yeah, I felt
but
the
we,
same
we, like, we talked about that. But, like, it just, like,
did
it
we? Hits.
Yeah, we did. But like but Travis Scott, I hold him at a pedestal, so like I expect him a project
he's like
that he's
superstar level. He's at superstar level.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I expect like his quality all the time now. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So like you feel me? Like I but like you also can carry that with your features. Like there's some songs you never just heard a song where it's like, yo, I wish they would took that feature off that one person, because that their verse kind of just ruins the song for you.
Okay.
Cause I felt like that about like Lil Wayne at one point.
Are you talking about a specific project, or are you talking about just artists in general?
Not just in general.
Oh.
Like there's a song you've heard and you're like, yo, this song would have been real cool, but this kid kind of ruined it with just adding his part. Like this song could have been just chilling alone with that alone.
I'm trying to think of an artist, but I don't really want to put anyone on blast. I guess right now. I can't think of anyone.
Oh, you said put anyone on blast. I'm like, bro, like.
No, I'm not talking about like putting anyone on blast as if I know someone. I just really can't even think.
Really?
Of someone that, clearly it seems like you have someone off the top of your head.
I mean, no, it was just that little, like, for one song that I always think of when I hear it is, like, Real Her.
Hmm?
Real Her by Drake.
Okay.
It has Andre 3000 and Lil Wayne. I like Andre's verse, but I don't know, Lil Wayne's, I didn't care for it.
All right.
That's just that, but that was just an example of saying, yeah, like, I don't like...
Stop pointing at me.
I don't like it's it, that's what goes back to like Jack Boys. Like if the guys aren't carrying their weight on those songs.
So did you not think like the features or I mean yeah did you think the features weren't carrying their weight on Jack Boys?
Some of them.
Like who? Don Toliver.
Yeah, pretty like him and Shaq West. I mean, Gang Gang was a good one, but I mean like they were on more songs than just that one.
Yeah, Don Toliver was carrying all the hooks on
almost all the whole thing.
Exactly.
And that's I don't know. I guess I'm not a big Don Toliver fan.
I loved it.
Like I lean more towards Shaq West.
Oh okay. But, well, Shaq West isn't as versatile. We're not talking
about fucking Jack Boys. I'm trying to talk about Party Mobile, dog. Like yo, can we talk about Party Mobile?
Please tune into Jack Boys whenever you get a chance. Do not sleep on that album.
My man's stuck in the past.
2019. I'm stuck 3 months ago.
But how did you feel about Party Mobile?
I listened to it, and it was okay. I mean,
because I know you're not like a hardcore no, party fan.
I'm not like a Party Next Door fan. I mean, I listened to the intro of the album. I thought the intro was like really good.
Yeah.
But my problem right with this album is that, I mean, the back-to-back singles that he dropped. My thing is, like, I'm having a real problem with singles because it's ruining albums for me. Especially if that single is the highlight of your album. So,
because there's nothing left.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, and I'm not going to say there's nothing left. Because, I mean, he had the track on there with Rihanna, which was okay. Mm-hmm. And he had, what was the other one? Something Anthem.
Savage Anthem,
I thought was going to be a great song, but, I mean, it was missing drums. It's an R&B, like, it's a very R&B track, and I saw the potential from that song, like, from the beginning,
yeah.
And I thought it could be something crazy. I thought it was going to be something, you know, like, I hate to say it, but, like, I was expecting it to be, like, Drake level
material.
Like, I was expecting at least a couple of tracks that weren't the singles. Like, the singles that came out, I liked, right?
I would have, yeah.
But the thing is, like, I've been listening to those singles for how long?
Oh, so you have been listening?
Of course.
Damn, I see you, bro.
What do you?
Damn, I see you, bro.
So I've been listening to the singles for how long, right?
Yeah.
Album comes. What else am I eating off of it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, okay, I know. Keep going.
That's all I really feel about it. I mean, what was the anthem called again?
Savage Anthem.
I thought that could have been a crazy hip hop track. They went with the R&B, or he went with R&B. The Rihanna track was cool. How'd you feel about that one?
It was okay. Like, I mean, like I didn't see it coming. I'll say that.
Them collabing.
Like I would say it's almost like, all right, cool. Like
I think there's been
like a thank you
stuff note on like tabloids of them just being seen together.
I feel like Rihanna's pretty low key. Like unless it's like Fenty.
Didn't she just break up with like her
man? So I heard.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like I mean, I was surprised by the collaboration. I really wish they would have put more, like, I wish he would collab more with the other artists, like, the other OVO artists, like Division.
I could not handle that.
Or, like, Roy Woods.
I'm not too familiar with Roy Woods. I know you showed me a couple of his tracks, but nothing really, like, stayed with me. But, Party Next Door and Division.
Cause he's
maybe Party Next Door and, how do you pronounce it, Majid Jordan?
They already did a song.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's a good collaboration. Him and Division. I don't see it. It's two R&B.
True.
That's like three people on R&B track.
Nah, only one of them sings.
What does the other guy do?
Make them instrumentals. I assume. Like,
bro, I thought that was Majid Jordan. That one of them was the producer.
It's also Division.
That's also Division.
Yeah.
Okay. Division, so I see what
I mean. Like yeah, like, only one guy sings.
Okay.
But
I think In Too Deep is probably the only song I know by Division right now.
Yeah. I liked his last project. I fucked with it. I didn't know that nigga was that old though. He's
old head.
I think he's older than Drake. Like,
okay.
Both from like Virginia though. But
was it
great talent though.
Hey,
but
I don't think he should collaborate with Part Next Door though. I don't think that'd sound too great.
We won't know till we have it. But I mean that's one thing I will say about the album. It lacked features. And like I think we spoke about this earlier about like that it goes back to the singles. Like, yeah, I enjoyed every single he dropped for this song, mm-hmm. but I didn't like that he lined them up like back to back on the actual album. So, but like, yeah, so the singles are like lined up. So I feel like it leaves a lot of like you start off with every song that you put out to tease the album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like it's like, I already know this, but it makes me not want to listen to it then.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But like, exactly.
I also am a fan of what you mean where like the songs kind of just like sink into each other as it proceeds to the next one.
Yeah, I mean you're like presenting an album, so like
it's a project,
it's a story.
Whereas opposed to like this, when you put it like that, it's kind of just like here's I made this song, I made that and this.
It's like here's my intro to the album, here's my hits that I've been playing for the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then here's the rest of my album.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like it's just like I feel like it was just sloppy. Like it's sloppy to me.
If we're talking about, if we're going off takeaways, I mean, like I also like we can backtrack to like last episode where I said like I'm hoping there's not too much of a you know, like a Caribbean dancehall vibe. I mean, some of the songs had a very like a lot of tropical feeling to them.
Yeah.
Granted, I guess my man comes from that kind of like background. I ain't gonna knock it. Like, but it's I mean, I still enjoyed it.
Okay.
No,
I did too.
Because there was a lot of songs like I didn't like. To me, I would compare this song to the Bryson Tiller's second album. Truth to Self, some shit like that.
You know more about Bryson than I do.
I'm like, hold on, I got it. But yeah, going back to his True to Self, his second album. Mm-hmm. It was an album where like. I didn't care for the songs, but I had to keep listening for it to grow on me. So like I've been listening to that album on repeat, like and I listened to it from start to finish without skipping a song.
Okay.
Because like I'm really trying to analyze it. So like if I don't like the cadency of the song,
mm-hmm.
I like my next go to is to look at the words. Just because okay. I mean, because like it's still a song at the end of the day. Like I want to see if there's still a message behind it.
Yeah.
So like I'll read the words, and sometimes that makes me. Become fond of the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how I felt with True to Self. Okay. Like I like the like they weren't like compared to like Trap Soul, like his like those songs were bops. Like even some of them I would say even could have passed for like a party thing.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to like these songs are more, I don't want to say like ballady, but to an extent there's more of a message. Like my man's trying to get a message across.
Yeah. Okay.
But like.
No, there's like a ballad in there.
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he definitely sings his heart out. He's definitely in his feelings. That's what mm-hmm. I'm saying. That's why as soon as that joint dropped, I said, "Damn, quarantine with my feelings." Like, like yo, bro, like yo, really, like you, it's depressing. Like,
yeah,
like this, like, and I'm saying, my man wasn't like this till the whole Kalani thing. Feel me?
What's up with the Kalani thing? I don't know anything about that.
That was back when she was accused of cheating on Kyrie Irving when she was dating Kyrie Irving. And she got accused of cheating on him with Party Next Door. And she tried to kill herself.
What?
Yeah, but I'm saying like after that shit happened, both careers went downhill. Like, and I'm talking about like for Party Next Door and Kyrie.
Oh.
Cause like that was like right after that, my man like had left the Cavaliers.
Okay.
Like my man left the Cavaliers. He said, "Fuck LeBron, I'm gonna do my own thing." And then Party kind of just vanished off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And it was just dropping like singles here and there on SoundCloud. It was just like these niggas went to deep depression.
Yeah,
like she broke these niggas. Like,
damn,
my man Uncle Drew ain't been the same since.
Did you like Uncle Drew?
It was like a Tyler Perry movie to me.
Okay,
that's how I looked at it. Like, yeah. I was expecting to see some really tough basketball scenes, but like that wasn't it.
Yeah,
and I that's really what I would do if I ever made a basketball movie. I'm like, no, I want y'all to actually grind for this. Like, y'all, yo, 5-on-5. I might even give a bonus to whoever wins this game.
Like, here's some bread.
Real rat, like that, because I want to see that kind of tenacity. But granted, like he had older players in the movie, so like you know, Shaq ain't doing what he used to. But
he was supposed to. Yeah, that movie was okay. It was cool.
More music. Joyner Lucas dropped ADHD. I think he also dropped that on Friday.
I didn't listen to that album.
Really?
No.
You know, you don't like Joyner Lucas?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That is probably. It didn't come up on my radar.
I think
his single came up on my radar because for some reason, like on my my news feed where Instagram and like Facebook, like his music video showed up, but his album itself didn't show up. I want to know how artists are able to just say like, "Hey, this artist dropped an album," and you get a notification, because I don't get notification. I got a notification for Party Next Door dropping an album.
On Apple?
On Apple Music.
Sometimes they do that. That's weird. Maybe
do you think they're paying more for that?
Maybe.
And then, because I'm not getting that with every artist, you know?
I agree.
And I don't even listen to Party at all.
I agree.
At all.
I know.
And I'm like, why are you contacting me about this?
Probably.
I'm going to delete you.
But you also got to remember, I'm
going to stop paying this 10.
I mean, I know Drake has a big partnership with Apple. Because when they first started, he was one of the first partners.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why, because that's also part of his camp.
Oh, okay. He's taking care of his boys.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
He said, yeah.
That's the only way I could think of it.
Yeah.
But, they're also not the only artists I've seen do that. Like, I've gotten notifications for Travis. I got a notification for when Astroworld dropped. And
me too.
I think when Meek dropped Champions too. It's like when you have the budget for it, yeah.
I wonder how much more you have to pay for that.
But like Spotify, like I haven't had Spotify in years. Does Spotify do that for artists as well? Like I know they'll put billboards out in like public.
The only reason I have Spotify today is to listen to our podcast, make sure it sounds right on podcast.
I mean, listen to it wherever you want.
You know, work.
You mean Apple, Spotify,
Apple,
you
listen Spotify, to wherever you want.
But
back our website, YouTube. We're slacking on YouTube.
Really?
Kinda. Alright. But carry on.
But back to Joyner Lucas.
Watch us on YouTube, goddammit. Back to Joyner Lucas. Yeah, fuck Joyner Lucas.
Bro,
I'm not trying to talk about
him. Bro, I don't understand it. Like, I told you before, we just watched his Will Smith video. It's one of the songs that's on his new project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I thought the video wise, I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm like, and my man definitely has like rap potential,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just saying like I don't know if it's like his age because he is adult. I think he's pushing 30.
Really?
I think he's pushing 30, but okay. And his career is just like I would say lifting off because he's definitely getting paid more. Like my man already was making.
Do you know how long he's been rapping for?
I've seen videos like he's been in the game for more than 2 years, more than two, 3 years.
Oh, two?
More than 2 to 3 years. Like, but, like, posting, like, videos and songs
he's
and
just
projects.
Being consistent for
like,
2 years.
Like, my man's been rapping on freestyles. Like, he did it. Like, he went the whole nine.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, I feel like when you're rapping off of, like, popping beats right now, like, mm-hmm. you're still grinding. Like, you're just showing. You're showing that you can do it, too.
Yeah.
Feel me? And that's, but, like, it's that's what I'm saying. Like, it surprises me. Because I've enjoyed, like, older songs of mm-hmm. his. But, like, it's never driven me to the point to want to, like, look into... I've never listened to a whole album. I've never listened to a whole
album. I don't think he's ever been, like, an album artist. He's never appealed to me. Like, he doesn't go, like, the traditional route to make me want to listen to an album. You know, like, when someone is about to drop an album, you know, like we were just talking about, they drop their singles.
Yeah.
You're listening to the singles nonstop, and then when the album drops, you listen to the album. I don't see that happening with Joyner at all. I mean, it's just not.
It's just.
It doesn't seem like a formula he's trying to apply to everyone and his fans.
I mean, but I just think it's crazy. Like he's gotten like acknowledgement. Like he's done songs with he did like the songs, two songs with Chris Brown. He had a actually I think it's three now because I think the his album Chris Brown his album now too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you're getting you know like acknowledged by like your peers, but it's more so like what's your fan like what is your fan base showing. Like I just like I don't know like I don't know too many Joyner Lucas fans, and like
I don't know
like,
why.
And like, he even got like he even did,
I don't,
a,
I don't
he
know
did a song with Eminem too. Like he wasn't he on M's album?
I know he did a track with Eminem.
That's what I'm saying. Like so he like he's definitely getting acknowledged, but it's just like why I don't know. I can't like not say I don't acknowledge him, but it's like I can't. It doesn't catch my like to listen to his music. Like I listen a lot. My music taste is very broad in the rap spectrum. So it's just like, because I listen to mumble rap, I listen to conscious rap, I listen to a lot of different types of rap.
It could
music.
Be, I mean, do you consider him to be like, he
in the middle?
Do you think he's rapping to rap, or is he rapping to make money?
That's a good question.
Because, like, a lot of rappers that are just trying to make money.
Like Blueface?
They'll, you know, like.
He literally said it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Cardi B said it too. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. As long as, you know, your writers are solid and your production's solid, I don't care. Like, do your thing.
Yeah.
So but, like, for real, like, so I don't care.
So he has terrible production.
Who?
Joyner.
No, what I'm saying is, if he's only, like, doing it for the money and he's not caring about that stuff, I'm not saying he sounds bad, but it just seems like everything he does is very gimmicky. Like, he's reaching for something. He's like, I'm going to try to capitalize on what's trending right now. You know what I mean? Like, he's every popular video, anytime I hear his name, it's attached to something that's either, like, trending, popular, or he's just, yeah, he's doing it with another artist. Like, he did that with, what's his face? Tory Lanez.
When they beefed.
Right. And where I, from my perspective, I was like, oh, Tory's like at the height of his career. And then here comes Joyner. Why? Out of nowhere. I'm like, what have you done?
I forgot what started that whole thing that like Tory just started dissing, like artists saying, asking, because he was asking for it. Like he called out J. Cole. He called out Dreamville. He called out JID.
Mm-hmm.
He had his little.
I really wanted J. Cole to respond.
I wanted J. Cole to respond. Cause Jid was talking, he went on live and like was like, "Yo, bro." Like,
I remember that. I think J. Cole probably told him not to do it.
I think so too. I don't know.
And now I was kind of waiting for them to clap so back bad. On the Dreamville album.
Oh yeah,
because that was their opportunity.
Like to say something
to just like give out smoke, but they weren't about it. They were just giving us good quality music.
Folded for some Canadian niggas. That's what happened. They folded for some Canadian niggas.
Nah,
so
I'm not.
So back to the.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You about to say I'm not a racist? Yo, what were we talking about before this?
Nah. So I was saying that Joyner Lucas.
Rukus?
Rukus. Rukus? Nah, Joyner Lucas.
Fucking okay, shoot, Scooby Doo. Joyner Rukus.
That's what. No, but it always seems like he's trying to reach out for whatever's like kind of trending at the moment.
Okay.
So it's really hard for me to just not acknowledge him, because I acknowledge like his rapping ability, right?
Yeah.
But it just seems like it doesn't seem like he is like the brain power behind whatever the fuck is happening.
I like to me it's a it's.
Do like, you really think Joyner's like this is what I'm gonna do?
No, because to be honest, like if you,
I feel like he has a whole squad behind him, and they're
you think
firing shots. Yeah, this is a millennial like movement right here.
I feel like when you look,
they're just attaching themselves to whatever's trending and trying to get popping that way. Like fuck out of here.
That is what, but that's what I'm saying. But Tory called that because he was like he said used to he's like, tired of making deep songs, so now you hopping on popping niggas beats now.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying, because he went like with the whole mumble, like almost like I said, he does mumble rap now,
mm-hmm.
and that's like something he like pretty much was super against at first, because he was a conscious rapper,
right?
In my eyes, but like I also put him under like
when you. Why did you think he was a conscious rapper?
Why?
Yeah,
because he actually has the talent to like go deep in thought. Like his storytelling is very good, in my opinion.
You didn't think it was kind of telling like when he dropped that what was it called, the death track he dropped last year when Nipsey Hussle died. He was just trying to kind of capitalize on the fact that that murder happened and his death happened. And but, he was just like, yo, I'm going to drop this track. Cause
that's where I was going to, like, when you.
Why was he one of the first people to do it?
When you, that's where I was, I wanted to backtrack on, like, or circle around on when you were talking about the I'm Not a Racist video he did. Because he did, like I said, keep that video in mind. I don't know if you remember, I remember showing you the song Frozen. By Joyner Lucas,
mm-hmm.
which is it's a song about like driving. It's a song about like people dying in driving accidents, and it's just different scenarios.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I'm gonna put like those two. Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I'm like that. Yo, that I'm not gonna lie. That fucking video made me like tear up because it was just so sad. Like
right.
It was a very well composed song in my opinion.
That video I remember specifically, and that didn't seem like he was trying to be attached to something popular.
That's what I'm saying. I, and that's where.
But he was trying to hit his audience with something. That everyone would kind of like take something away with.
That's, you know, where I would put it under like activist rap, where like, because like, it goes back to like, so that's
I could say that for his older stuff, I guess.
But it's the same thing with the I'm not a racist thing. It was like when he dropped that video, it was like the prime time when everybody was getting mad over like the MAGA hats and like the real, like the racism of America was really showing its colors. Feel me?
Yeah.
That's like that. So I'm putting it under like activists. Like my man was trying to like spread awareness, and he's seeing that like people don't want to hear that. So now I'm gonna switch the style.
Right.
Cause like even like before, like the first song I ever saw him do was the one where he's like, he befriends a kid, and then like he shows both sides of the story, where like he ends up like taking the kid to like a secluded area and killing him. Like he gets close to the kid with his family.
That's when I remember the song. I remember you showing me those Jordan Lucas songs.
He also had a song on like suicide awareness, where like he sings the rapping point of his friend who's committing like suicide. So it's like I feel like he was an activist rapper at first. Mm-hmm. And now, like, he's taking this other turn because it's what's getting popularity. Like, people like the depression, the drugs and shit. So he's rapping about that now. Like, that's why I understand where you're coming from about the gimmicks.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really him. I feel like the older Lucas was him.
Right. I could agree with you on that.
And he's doing this for now sure. For...
Yeah, it seemed like he had more, like, grip of what he was producing, like, back in the day. But right now, I don't see it. I'm not fucking with it. The whole... tribute to Will Smith, bro. Will Smith is trending every other week about dumb shit. Like, you're reaching, bro. Like, I'm not with it.
I mean,
Will Smith will trend for being on top of a roof, just motivationally talking to you about.
The reason I respect it a little bit is because it's kind of like when J. Cole was talking about Uncle Phil. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, I didn't have a father, so you know, like. That kind of situation.
I feel like that's a more respectful tribute.
What, Uncle Phil? Because he played a dad?
No, the way J. Cole kind of saluted Uncle Phil.
For the role model he played in the show. That's right. What I'm saying. But I feel like that's what Joyner's trying to do with like Will, because he says it in the song. Like he's like, I want to be like, he based his life off of being like him. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, I don't want a girl unless it's like Jada. I don't want to, you feel me? So that's why I respect that. And coming from my like,
I'll respect it.
I mean, if you look at somebody like your older brother, like, you know, just a role model, like, that's up to you. It's really in the eye of the beholder, feel me?
But just be you. Like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
You can still admire somebody and want to
be like, I feel you, but, like...
I'm not rolling. To me, that's me, like in your words, you know, he's giving him his flowers.
He is giving him his flowers.
In his words.
Sure, but, like, that... But, like, you're getting... All right. That's, like, me being... With social media right now, it's, like, me being able to be, like, yo... Like, I have very high respect for you. And let's say I'm just talking to the president, right? Mm-hmm. Hypothetical. And I'm just like, yo, I love you. Like, with all the backlash that the president gets from the media, for one dude to just, like, do an entire tribute, like, song about you, you're going to respond positively, right? To a person that has a way higher following and a higher status in his career, bro, you're just reaching to me.
That's admiring, like, bro. People do that with, like, LeBron James. Like basketball players, a lot of young guys, like you, but like, it's you can still be a competitor and still admire somebody.
It's a different game though, because your music depends on how many people listen to it at this day and age.
Yeah. Okay.
So like, if my music that I just created this song and I'm dropping an album, and I'm gonna use Will Smith to roll out my album, and I'm gonna do it kind of for free because I'm not. And this is something I don't know. Maybe he is paying Will Smith. But as soon as that music video dropped, no more than 24 hours dropped, and Will Smith is like, yo, bro, heavy respects. This, like, sucking each other's dicks online. I'm not trying to see this shit. Like,
yo, don't disrespect Will Smith.
I'm not trying to see this.
He said suck each other's
I'm
dicks.
I'm not trying to see this. Okay, so I'm not trying to see it. Fuck out of here. What are you doing?
My man saw it in 24 hours. I don't know.
Nah. I'm not rolling.
I'm like, I mean, if I tag you on Instagram, you definitely see it in 24 hours.
Of course. Of course. I'm not saying, like, I'm not going to see it, but I don't know. I'm not amused by it.
Okay.
You
so,
know?
So did you want Will not to respond? Like, fuck that nigga. Who do you think
that's
he
like,
is?
just in my head, it's just, yeah, he should have. Why not? Who is Jordan Lucas compared to Will Smith? I'll take Will Smith any day.
You think he was comparing him? himself to Will Smith?
No. Of course he wasn't. Okay. If you listen to the track, he's not comparing himself. He's okay. paying homage.
Okay.
You know, like, he's showing his respects for sure. It's just the fact that you're trying to take your album sales to another level by... I hate it because, like, the social media age right now sucks fucking dick. Because I can't be friends with certain people that have, like, high status social media... So, like, with Joyner and Will Smith, right?
Yeah.
With Joyner, I don't see him as the same level as Will.
Okay.
For him to reach up that way, for him to get album sales, to get him to where Will status is,
yeah,
is just cheap to me.
Okay.
That's all it is. I can't respect it. No, I'm sorry.
I'm not even sorry, actually.
I'll take that back. I'm not apologizing.
I'm not a diehard fan, so...
Put some fucking music out, bro. Like, there's musicians out that put good-ass... Bro, Jack Boys, man. Come on, god damn it. Put some music out. Because, all right, that's another thing. With Joyner Lucas, I don't feel like I'm listening to music. I'm listening to a message or a story that you fucking just made, like, your production team made up. I'm not trying to listen to this shit. Like, it's already trending.
So how did you feel about, like, J. Cole's, For Your Eyes Only? I mean, because that wasn't about him at all. The whole album.
I loved it.
But it wasn't him.
Yeah.
But you just said, like, you just came at Joyner for making up a fake story.
It's not a fake story, though.
Is it?
It's not a fake story.
So who's it about?
I think it's about someone that he knew.
So my man Joyner might know somebody.
No. Like, you feel me? So your boy Joyner knows someone that respects Will.
Him. know yourself.
I'm not ruling. Joyner can fuck himself. Fuck that shit.
On another. All right, we gonna wrap that up.
You're gonna be tight as hell. I can't stand.
Like, I never seen somebody hate Joyner Lucas like this.
I just don't like him that much. Everything he does is just cheese to me, bro. Like, I'm not even trying to hear it.
Okay.
I can vibe prove with that. Me wrong.
I'm not.
That's all you gotta do. If you prove me wrong, I'll just stop talking shit.
But let's get to the next. I'm not defending this man. Like, yo, look, my man's getting real hostile for
I am hostile. I'm mad as shit right now. He all said, right. "Yo,
take,
you're
so take
crazy.
That out." So let's take that out. Let's take that frustration out on the this weekend Drake beef. You believe there exists?
Yo.
Yeah, bro. Like, let's talk about, like, let's take this frustration out on this Drake
sweating bullets.
This weekend Drake beef you think exists.
The what?
The weekend Drake beef you think exists.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because you know you brought it up. You said the weekend and mm-hmm. Drake have a beef, and like I don't feel like there's a beef. I don't know. Maybe I'm not paying attention, but like, what draws you to think that there's a beef?
I think there's still tension there, for sure.
Because he didn't want to sign to OVO.
I think that's old.
Okay, so what's the new beef about? Like, who is it over a bitch?
I don't know. I mean, so when the Push T track came out, and it was revealed that Drake had a hidden child, right?
Yeah.
The Weeknd dropped a track, and he sneaked this Drake, where he was like, "I would never hide a child," this and that, right?
Was that on the Melancholy joint?
No, it was a single he just dropped. And it just seemed like The Weeknd dropped that track specifically just to sneak diss him specifically. Okay. It was slept on hard, but because I'm a Weeknd fan, I was like, whoa, The Weeknd dropped a track. I'm going to listen to that shit, okay. Right? I listened to it, and I was just like, well, what the fuck you doing? Like, you're just, seems like you're just coming at Drake's neck at the height of this whole, the world finding out Drake has a kid, right?
Okay.
I think the next thing that happened was, I can't even think what the next one, what was the next thing?
I don't know the fucking beef, bro. I literally thought the beef was about him not signing because like.
Yeah, that might have been where it originated.
So it's a grudge because it's been years since it just Crew seemed, Love, bro.
It just seemed, all right, so I don't have like a.
And Kiss Land because I think Kiss Land was the last time they made a song together.
I'm not saying like. They have beef. I'm just saying that, like, Drake is out here currently just
running Canada,
being like, shut the fuck up. Drake is out here just being like, yo, me and Weekend are cool. And it seems like Drake, any opportunity,
had a little bro him,
will say that. He'll just be like, yo, like, me and Weekend are cool. And he's not even gonna, he doesn't acknowledge him as Weekend. He's like, you know,
me and Abel.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my bro.
Exactly.
You know, Weekend fans call Abel, like, that's right, their cousin.
But it's crazy because, all right, like, I can probably count Drake saying that maybe about 3-4 times, right? And then I'm telling you, the next time that the Weeknd drops a track, he's sneak dissing Drake. Like,
I mean, it's just a phony friend, bro. I mean, like, maybe he just,
who's a phony friend?
The Weeknd, I guess.
Or is Drake just pretending like
that they're cool?
Yeah.
I mean, so why don't the Weeknd say that?
Who's the actor?
But why doesn't the Weeknd say that? You could say that. You could say we're not
friends.
He
has been saying it.
He could say, no, like, publicly say, like, yo, that's, like, yo, like, I don't associate with this man. Like, my man's so secretive.
He's been dissing on tracks.
I'm only going to express he's it been, in the music.
He's been dissing on tracks, though.
Soft voice ass nigga. Fuck that nigga.
he's been dissing on tracks.
I mean, you only said one diss. Where's the other disses?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I'm like, bro, like, I mean, but then, all right, so I'm going to go back to this. Do you still consider it beef?
Like, no, I'm not saying it's beef. No, I'm not worried about the beef part.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what's happening, honestly.
So what would it
take? Why is Drake out here just being like,
that's my man.
Yeah, we're cool. I know it's your man's. That's why you won't fuck up.
No, I'm saying Drake's saying that dickhead. Oh, my dick. Oh, my dick. He's on my dick now.
You find any chance to defend Drake?
Bro, I'm just being optimistic. I don't have to hate on everything.
Optimistic my ass.
I don't have to hate on everything.
All right.
But yeah, like, so what would it take? Would it take a collaboration? So would they have to make a song for them for you to really think it's over?
Nope.
So if they made a song, you'd still be like, yo, they definitely don't fuck each other.
you know what it would take? It would take Drake being like, nah, me and Weekend are cool. And then the Weekend's next track isn't dissing Drake. That's what it would take. Because that's what keeps happening.
I mean, would you make a song with a nigga who keeps dissing you?
Bro! No, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't say we're cool.
So that kind of goes back to, like, when, like, so would you compare that to, like, when Kendrick came at everybody and then Drake didn't want to collab with him anymore?
What are you talking about?
Remember when Kendrick dropped Control and he kind of, like, called out all the rappers saying, like, oh, I'm coming for you.
Here's the thing.
It's a diss.
That class of artists, Drake and J. Cole were on everyone's project. Kendrick was supposed to be on, what was the album that came out with Drake?
Nothing was the same.
Or if you're reading this, it's too late. I think it was...
No, it was Nothing Was the Same.
Whichever one it was. Kendrick was supposed to appear there, right?
He was.
Crazy how Drake shows up on Poetic Justice on their debut album, and Kendrick is nowhere to be seen on Drake's album.
But he was on Take Care.
I didn't listen to Take Care. That's probably my bad.
I was going to say, I'm like, because that's, that, like, he did the intro. He did a whole interlude that was only Kendrick.
Right.
On that album. So he gave Kendrick a whole song on his second album. But then it was after that, because Kendrick did say, he said, I was supposed to be on Nothing Was the Same, but Drake took me, like, Drake didn't want to, like, work with me after I dropped Control.
Well.
So would you compare it to that?
No.
Because, like, think about it. Like,
why would I compare it to that?
Because the Weeknd's dissing, and they're not making music together, even though Drake's saying they're cool.
So that's not the same.
It's not the same?
Why would it be the same?
Because, like, him and Drake were cool. I mean, I haven't seen them, like, I don't think Kendrick and Drake are throwing jabs at each other.
All right, so most recently, in the War track that Drake just dropped.
Okay, what did he say? That reference to him and the Weeknd.
Reference to him and the Weeknd are cool.
Okay, so what did he say? Shout out EXO. He shout out EXO.
Right.
That's what he did. Yeah, I feel like I heard that part.
And the Weeknd, in his last album, dissed Drake again.
The one he just dropped?
Yes.
Okay, and what did he say?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yo, do you see how crazy this is?
He did.
You see how crazy? My man, yo, he said this and that. What did he say? I don't know. All
right. I'll just look it up. It's fine.
Yo, it's crazy.
I'll just look it up. It's cool.
My man could have referred to anybody. I'm starting to think, like...
Nah, you're just trying to set me up. It's cool.
But, like, I get it to a certain extent, because, like, I feel like him and Drake are, like, the top two artists of Canada.
Right.
Granted, I don't know a lot of Canadian artists.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, as far like, I mean, I know Justin Bieber, but I still put them over Justin Bieber, like in any category really. But like, the reason he didn't want to sign is the reason like Bryson Tiller didn't want to sign. Like, they didn't want to be under Drake. So because it's a competitiveness, you want to be just as great. Like, you want to be a great, not like the son of a great. Feel me?
Right.
It's like being like the son of a star athlete. You have to live up to that name. Like, you know how many times Michael Jordan's kids get clowned?
I don't know how much they get clowned, but he has two, I would imagine.
I'm just saying, bro. When your dad's considered the GOAT, and you guys didn't even make it to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, imagine your dad's considered the greatest basketball player of all time, and y'all niggas didn't make it to the league. Like, with your own dad, like, yo, if I had kids, I'm definitely training them to be as great as me.
I hear you,
but that's where I understand the standpoint of like why maybe like there would be a beef, but I don't think it's a beef. And like, I'm like, what I mean to say is like,
I don't know if it's beef though. Like, that's not beef.
If you don't respond, who, like, is it still beef? Like, if it's one-sided beef, is it still beef? Like you could not fuck with somebody, but if someone does not, like, isn't worried about you, is it beef? It's beef to you.
Yeah.
But, like, it's beef my to man you. Saying we're cool, like, I'm like...
You got a grudge.
I'm just saying, either way, my man's not angry enough to do anything about it. The Weeknd.
Oh. Eh.
What's he gonna do? What's his small ass gonna do? Snuff Drake? Like...
I mean, you'd be surprised. Who's he gonna send Belly?
My man's going probably would send Belly, but even them, like, they're cool. Like, he hangs out with the EXO people.
Exactly. Or, I hear you. I'm just saying, like, it's just really odd to me that every time Drake is just like, "Yo, we're cool." Like, Weeknd's just like.
But I also feel like when you're
send shots.
When you're at a status, like, you don't really hang out with a lot of people that are in the same status. Like, it took a while to start seeing, like, Drake and Cole together. Like, and we still don't see Kendrick around people that much. Like, and I consider them greats. Like I said, remember I one episode I said they're like the three. They were like, they're the three kings in their own generation. Mm-hmm. I feel like.
But they're part of the same generation. You know,
Tupac, Biggie, and Eazy-E were like three headliners for like rap as it continued to progress.
I wouldn't put Eazy-E in there, but yeah.
For California niggas, he's definitely up there. And I would, like, I mean, it's, and I, like, I guess people are holding Nipsey.
Are you talking about the era or
just in that like era, the generation? Like that 90s era. That 90s era, bro, Biggie, Tupac, and Eazy-E were okay. Because, like, we could put, what, like, NWA. I don't know where you'd want to put, like, Ice Cube and, like, Dre, but, like, I would definitely say, like.
Nah, Ice Cube gets love in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they all do, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, as far as, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's because Easy, you know, people like usually hold people higher when they die than opposed to like when they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe if like if Ice Cube would have like passed away instead of Easy, I feel like he would probably have been that milestone. Because I definitely agree Ice Cube was more talented in my opinion than Easy E was. But that's just I was just curious on where you, like I wanted to dive into that whole beef thing. I wanted to know where you were coming from.
On the Drake and
Weeknd?
Yeah, the Drake
and the Weeknd thing.
I mean, I'm assuming it just stems from the fact that when they were doing OVO XO, that Weeknd saw the potential within himself to be a superstar himself. So he decided not to collaborate or sign under Drake how Drake was actually, you know, proposing. You know what I mean? I'm assuming that's where it kind of stems from. So it's like, I mean, I don't know for a fact, so I'm just going off the dome, I guess.
So it's an assumption.
It's a huge assumption.
I was like, you just assuming niggas is beef.
Well, I mean, we're not going to sit here and pretend like,
bro,
assumed that they're beefing.
I'm trying to think who
they're beefing.
They're not
rap beefing. They're not hip hop beefing.
So you're just doing.
But they're not fucking with each other.
So you're just throwing disses at your peoples.
They've been throwing. What are you talking about?
Because you're saying that he's dissing Drake. So it's but it's one sided. I don't hear him talking about the Weeknd negatively. It's one sided.
You're not talking. You don't hear it now.
That was a long time ago.
I know.
But now, but like the week you just said, the Weeknd just dropped this shit like 2 weeks ago.
He's
still talking about it.
So
he's still mad.
He's probably responding to the fact that Drake is just like.
And how you gonna hate it? Like, it's just.
He's responding to the fact that Drake's be like, yo,
that's corny.
Me and Weeknd are cool.
I think
that's corny.
That's corny?
Yes. Are you crazy?
So then say that.
That's like me, yo, that's like me beefing with my enemy, and I'm just like, nah, man, me and him are cool. Are you dumb? Like, we all know what the situation is. Stop doing that.
Like, oh, so like, you're not actually cool. So what you're saying is that they're not actually cool.
I don't think they're actually cool. Are you crazy? Why would he keep dissing them if they were cool?
I don't know. Like, I mean, what does Drake have to lose? That's just my opinion. Like realistically, if you know, oh, Drake and The Weeknd are cool, I can't bang with him. I know what you're saying.
I don't think Drake has anything to lose. There's nothing for him to lose. He's a superstar, right?
Yeah.
It's not a matter of fact of him losing anything. It's just, I don't know. I think he's just trying to like put a false sense of like relationship that's just not there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's known in the industry to be like an actor. He's very two-faced. Like,
okay, so I'm gonna give you an example
of
you know, we're gonna switch the characters around.
Okay.
All right. You don't have beef with your roommate.
But he's got beef with me.
But he's got beef with you, and he's talking crazy about
here,
you.
And I'm over here, but like, you're not worried about him. I got love for him.
But yeah, you got love. So is it corny of you to still have love for him, even though he's still talking crazy about you?
Nah. All right, this is gonna sound fucked up, but like in mental warfare, I'll find that disrespectful.
You'll find it disrespectful?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
If there was beef initially, like, and you're just trying to clown the situation, that's disrespectful. To me.
Yeah.
Not to anyone. I'm not saying that has to be applied to everyone else, but that you're dissing me in a way that's just like you're being two-faced about it. Like, you're not trying to be real about the situation. So like if someone's like I couldn't do that.
But I don't know. I couldn't take it seriously. If you're not saying it to my face, I can't take it seriously.
So I'm supposed to drop it?
You're supposed to tell me if you have an issue. That's what it is. Like if I'm assume, because I'm the type of person I don't assume I have a problem with anybody.
Yeah.
Until you tell me it's a problem, until you confront me. Like I've had people at my job tell me like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
They had an issue. They tell me. I'm like, all right. I'm glad you told me instead of like, you know, you could have snitched or whatever. Like if you had an issue, you came to me first, mm-hmm. and then we handled it between us before we got other people involved.
Right.
That's how that whole situation is. But like, if you have an issue about me saying something. And dope, bro, say something to me. Like, don't be a bitch. Like, feel me? Like, you're like, it's like dry snitching to me. Like, you're telling everybody but me.
All right.
It's like you're going around, because you're going around it. You could just write me and say, bro, stop saying that. Or press me about it. If it really bothers you, press me. If it really bothers you,
I just don't see it happening that way. I think it's...
Because he's not built like that.
Ooh.
The Weeknd.
Bro. I feel you.
My man guy's half. Got half his head shaved.
I feel you. I'm agree with you on that. I don't think The Weeknd is built like that. But
he's like Russ. He'll send somebody.
No, chill. Here's the difference. Drake himself. Nah. So like, I believe that Drake is smart enough to use that as tactical warfare.
So what do you think he would do with that later on?
What do you mean?
You said tactical warfare. So how is it warfare? Like, how is it benefiting him in this battle against The Weeknd?
Me disrespecting you, clowning you, and pretending to the public that we're cool.
But he did that. He didn't respond to Common after he dissed him. He didn't respond to Joe Budden after he dissed him.
They're not from the same city, bro. Drake. All right.
So he has to respond because it's from The Weeknd.
Why not? Well, I'm not saying he has to respond.
The Weeknd's from Ontario. Drake's from Toronto. Two different cities. Same country, yeah. But that's like a nigga in New Jersey dissing you. Like, what are you gonna do? Are you driving?
Why not?
Are you?
Why not?
Are you?
Why not?
Are you, though? Like, but why not? Are you gonna be angry for 3 hours driving?
But why not?
This is beef. Like, imagine being angry for 3 hours on that drive to whoop somebody's ass.
Nah. Here's the thing. I don't think Drake, like, respects a lot of U.S. artists.
An example.
Not like respect, but like, I mean,
enough to diss him.
I think he'll get his shit off down here. He said it before. I mean, he was like, how y'all gonna let me
run shit around here? I'm not even from around here.
Exactly.
It's true.
So when it comes to The Weeknd,
it's different because it's from his own crib.
Exactly. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, he didn't respond to either of them. So
tell me.
He didn't respond to any of them.
Nah, I don't know.
I mean, just don't respond. He don't even show up places
anymore. I'm just saying, if Drake says one more time this fucking year, yeah, me and Weeknd are cool, and The Weeknd comes back
with another diss,
with a diss, What are you doing?
My man's going.
What are you doing?
Yo, my man, watch. My man, Weekend's gonna sing. I'll never rock waves. You can be all mad. You like, that's what a Drake diss. That's a Drake diss.
Bro, Drake, what are you doing?
Bro, I'd never wear a pair of Nikes. Fuck Jordan. That's definitely that's the Weekend is that. Yo, he's definitely talking about Drake.
Bro, chill.
My man, Weekend out here looking like Lionel.
And
Richie's.
I just want a baby with the right one, cause I can never be one to hide one. Come on, bro. Like. Chill,
bro. What?
Come on. Those are bars from the Weekend, straight to Drake's neck. Get the fuck out of here.
Mean, he's right, but accidents happen.
You're just all right,
bro.
We're not doing this.
But he claimed.
No,
it.
We're not doing this.
Bro, you claimed.
We're not doing
it.
This. I'm also going to come to the conclusion that anything bad I say about Drake, you're just going to defend to the ends of the earth.
No, you. I'm giving you.
We've both been talking about this for like 20, 30 minutes.
I'm giving you both sides of the spectrum.
Nah. We got other shit to talk about.
You can have a white night stand and get somebody pregnant.
you got.
He said it. He said I fucked her two times.
I don't know. I think we. All right. So you want to talk about the Tiger King thing, but.
We don't have to.
I think you should watch it before we talk about it. Because for me to just unload everything I saw in those 7 hours onto here without you watching it is kind of rough.
All right.
There's a lot of bullshit that happens
in
there.
You want to let me hold that. That Netflix password then.
I got you.
But, alright, so then what do you want to step into then?
Corona updates.
Okay, we're going to go straight to Corona.
Corona.
Alright, so what?
Coronavirus.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I've lost track of time.
You're like, working still, though.
Like, no, but
you're
I mean, like, I don't, like, I yeah, I know I, with the days I have to work. But
you said work 5 days in 2 days.
But I mean, like, as far as, like, yo, yeah, for real, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. That's funny. It's actually the funniest shit about it, but that's what it feels like. And like, I don't know what week we're into this. Like, until like, you know, when did this? I hate using the word pandemic because it makes it sound real crazy than what it is. Like, because
that's pretty crazy.
It is crazy, but we are like we're trying. Like, feel me? Like, there is an effort at least.
Yeah.
Like, because bro, like, yo, I've never seen like in my entire life, I've never seen like the world so empty.
Yeah. The streets.
The streets, yeah, like there's the streets, bro. Anywhere I go, it looks like a ghost town, like like a real ghost town. Like nobody lives there. Like imagine being a tourist just driving through this bitch. Like yo, that's scary. Like yo, there's no one outside. Like yo, that's actually real scary. And it's like 12 in the afternoon.
That's why I like going to major cities, like for because
you feel the life.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, everyone's just alive.
It's a coronavirus in the air.
It's like I'll go back home,
but. Yeah, that's just like I've lost track of how long this has been going on. I feel like it's been like 2 weeks almost.
I've quarantined myself for 2 weeks.
So that's when like the feel like the lockdown's definitely like started coming down.
What's today?
Right?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay, that's what. I thought so. I'm like, I know we're not in a. I don't feel like we were in a
no,
month.
No, I
range
mean people
yet.
Start.
We're not in a month range.
I think people started at different times.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of jobs like laid off at different times.
Yeah, exactly.
Which unfortunately I'm not. Free me.
You're bitching, but bro, I'd kill to go to work right now. I'm so goddamn bored.
Bro, it's not even
the
about,
boredom
it's not,
is
it's
killing
not about
me.
Being bored, bro.
Here's the worst part. My sleep schedule is destroyed, like ruined. I'm not getting up early anymore. I'm waking up crazy late in the afternoon, staying up wild hours of night.
Yeah,
I don't feel like myself.
You know, like y'all some real ungrateful niggas. Because, like, yo, like, I be telling everybody, I wish I was in your shoes. And people are like, oh, yo, bro, you're so lazy. You're a bum. I'm like, bro, what? Like, I'm like, if you knew the
you're
hours.
A bum.
Yeah, if someone told me, like, yo, you're a bum. I'm like, yo, you got me chopped. I'm like, my pockets are good. But I just mean as far as, like, I need a break. Like, yo, I really, like, because you personally know, like, I was working a lot.
Yeah.
Like, these past, like, as soon as the new year started.
I got
straight to the bag. Yeah, yeah. Like, I was getting straight to the bag, like, overtime every day, 12 hours. Like, I was not playing, even working weekends.
Yeah.
And still managing the time to squeeze shit in.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm like, I just want a break. It's not even that. Like, I right now, I slowed on my overtime just because I'm not trying to, like, expose myself.
Yeah.
More than I need to.
Smart.
Like, I want to, like, still do my job, play my part to society.
Cause we appreciate that.
Because apparently, you know, I'm essential. You know, I'm blessed by the gods. I'm necessary for life. For me, nah. But yeah, like that's just how I've been. But like, I like a lot of people are complaining about like they can't stay, and I'm sure it is. Even like with just this one day of me staying inside, I really felt like like the mentality was like, yo, I'm really being caged in like an animal, not to the extent like I'm being like abused. Like obviously, like
our county just got like 8 p.m. curfews.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was out.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was out. I'm sorry. I was out past 8 p.m.
You're like, here now.
That's what I'm saying. To incriminate myself.
I'm sorry. We're recording this at 6 p.m. You good, bro?
It's 3 in the morning. Nah, fuck. But yeah, like it's like the lockdown's still like serious to an extent, but like I actually lost my train of thought. I'm not gonna lie, because you cut me off.
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's cool. But like, okay, all right. So it's back to being caged, and it's just like literally not the option of not having to be able to go out. Like you can go out, but they still have to press you like for it. Like the idea that you might get pressed just for being outside.
Stay home.
Like yeah, like the rules were like only for like physical activity. Like imagine, like I'm not saying everybody's a jogger, but like nigga, you might as well just start jogging if you're trying to step outside.
I don't know. I've been going on long walks.
I'm saying you walk zoos. So I'm like it's reasonable.
No cop is approaching me with my dog.
But the funny thing is, like I feel like a lot of them are scared just to approach you due to the fact that they don't want to catch something if you are out with it and
yeah,
this thing is outside. Like,
like no, I see people walking their dogs all the time. But I mean, don't get me wrong. Two dogs approaching each other. We're on the same block. I'm crossing the street. It's safe enough. I'm jaywalking. There's no cars out. You know what I'm saying?
Why does he snap?
No, I'm just not trying to talk to nobody.
Another dog owner?
Yeah,
I'm like, just... bro, how do you feel about this? Like, turn into a long-ass
get
dog.
The fuck away from me.
Hey, bro, you're like, yo, we're supposed to be social distancing. Like, bro, no offense, social distance.
You weren't trying to talk to me before this, so get away.
Oh, you get regulars?
No, I'm just saying, like...
I was about to say
before I've never been approached by strangers like this before this.
So now that... Yeah, like now, don't pick... just because I'm the only person out.
Yeah, well, fuck out of here.
What if my man just wants to brag? Like, hey, you and me, man. Like, thanks to these guys. We got the golden ticket.
We good.
Okay. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, to me, it's just, like, I do enjoy the time, like... put in like to be inside just because like there's things I would like to do at home.
Like what? I've cleaned this fucking apartment.
I that's what I feel like a lot of people are doing. I've cleaned, but, I mean that's good.
I've
that's
cleaned my apartment and created messes just to clean. That's how fucking bored I am.
My man knocks over the trash can after he fills it.
Like, I'm like
some real crazy
I'm like,
shit.
Like wow man, this floor is really mopped well. Blah! Yo, knocked right. over the you trash
this,
can.
You bring Zeus through the mud just to come inside.
I wet him with the hose,
but
let him run through the mud.
But yeah, like I don't know, like I just like there's, I'm not gonna lie, I've gotten the sense to like touch into like older hobbies, like you know, like back then we used to draw.
I've been
feeling like drawing. I mean, video games is a good way to like occupy your time.
Video gamers are good,
but like that's but like
that. They're getting bored too, though.
A lot of that applies to the people, though. Feel me, like if you like you know what you're capable of doing. Like I'm like it's like don't bitch. Feel me? Like, don't bitch about it. Make the best out of your my mindset is make the best out of your situation. Mm-hmm. Feel me? Like, I know I'm going to be inside. Or, like, the best thing for me to do, the best way for me to help is to be inside. Right. I'm going to find shit to do inside. But, like, if you know you can't tolerate just doing one thing, find things to do then. Like, there's always, like, literally, like, you can tap into anything.
Yeah.
Like, God forbid, you could write poetry, you could write a song, you could sing a song, you can learn something. Like, literally, like, it's not like the internet's not at your disposal. You can literally just start learning shit.
Right.
It's the perfect time to, like, to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
That's just how I look at it. Like, I would even be working on, like, shoe projects that I've put on hold just because I've been busy with my, you know, my 9-to-5.
Are you going
to
get back into it then?
I mean, that's really the only reason I want to be home.
Okay.
Just so I can really invest.
You
like,
hear that?
Cause like I'm a person who likes. I mean, I like to put a lot. Like, if I'm doing something, I want to put time in until it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I know I can, like, if I know I can bang something out in 5 hours,
right?
I'd rather like make sure I can dedicate those 5 hours.
Exactly.
But the bright side is I know with those days, with these kind of days off, I could invest 5 hours and still have the rest of my day.
Okay.
You feel me? Like let's say I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah.
I set an alarm for 8 o'clock. Get that shit done by 12.
Yeah.
Or 1. Then after that, I can eat, play 2K, or just think about what I'm going to do next.
Another pair.
Or like I said, if I'm already so overwhelmed of doing this, I can step into something else. And like that's just what excites me, the opportunity to do something else, to change out of my daily routine.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, maybe maybe it might not apply for everybody because, you know, like, some people just don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? Like, you're so used to what you're, like, you're living your not, I'm not going to say regular because that sounds, I don't want it to be, like, discouraging or, like, offensive. You feel mm-hmm. I'm not saying, like, people are like, you live a boring-ass life. But I'm saying, but just, like, to step out of my comfort zone. You heard it here first. You mean, I mean, the shots are going to be there. There's no safety on this mouth. It'll be like... But that's why I'm so like, I'm not gonna say overjoyed, but you know, like I look forward to it.
Yeah. Do you think you're gonna get out of it pretty soon?
I feel like the situation just has to get real dire at this point. Like it has to.
They're not letting anyone out, and nope. I hear you on the boredom thing, but my thing is all these people losing their jobs, right?
Yeah.
And bills are gonna pile up, right? Yeah. And so. We just found out last Friday, this past Friday, Trump is just signed off. A $1 trillion? I forget what it's called. Sorry, and he's releasing $1,200 to each person that filed their taxes in 2018. Essentially, right? No, I feel you, but life
is good. Future voice.
Depending on how long this actually lasts. That's scary that's what people are just kind of living off of because, you know, they're going to live off their last paycheck from their most recent work week. And
so it's an eye-opener.
It's an eye-opener for sure.
Like, nigga, you should have had this shit ready. You like to go.
I hear you.
Like, it's better to be prepared than unprepared.
Exactly. You should.
Save your money.
Exactly.
Money savings.
I hear you. But not everyone can do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. So I'm just
when you say everyone, like, who are you referring to as far as, like,
people that are not financially stable to actually
stable
do that?
Or that make bad financial decisions?
Both.
Okay. Well, I mean, that sounds more like a liability thing.
What?
Like, nigga, you knew what you, like, if you know you ain't making ends meet, then, like, you gotta change something, bro.
Yeah, but not everyone has that mental capacity.
So that's their fault.
That's not their fault.
That is their
fault. They don't have the mental capacity of... realizing that,
yeah,
that's not their fault.
Nigga, life ain't owed to nobody.
I hear you, but like,
life ain't owed to nobody. You got to get it by your means, like any means.
I hear you on the doggy dog world, but that's not like necessarily fair when it comes when that situation comes and touches you like home, bro. You're not gonna be thinking that.
What do you mean?
So, like, let's say that situation hits you at home, right?
And, like, we get evicted or something?
No, I'm not saying, like, you specifically. I'm just saying to any family. So, you have the dog-eat-dog mentality until it's your family getting eaten, right?
Are we talking literally? Or
not literally. What the fuck?
I'm like, damn, dude. Like, is this where it's leading to? Like, people going to start eating people for food? Like, yo.
Maybe.
Giant running out.
You know what?
Giant and Wise is running out.
You know what?
But, all right, so I'm still rocking with you. So like, when you mean as far as like you're getting eaten, like what does that mean? Like what? Like we're down on our last legs? Like what?
I'm just saying like you're down to your last dollar, and shit's about to get ugly because no one is able to go back to work.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I'm more. I'm not necessarily scared, but I'm just like being mindful.
But see,
the families that. The $1,200 isn't gonna do enough. You know what I mean? Like that's gonna suck. But
I agree. But it's also like niggas. Like as you see, like things getting worse for the worse. Like right now, like they're straightening up on things. I feel like that's the wake up call to like, yo, you have to start preparing and like prepare now because it's gonna come whether you want it to or not.
Yeah, it's like the lockdown. Isn't even at its peak right now. Mm-hmm. Or the virus, sorry, isn't at its peak right now. It's getting there, but it's not at its peak.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's like, for me, I'm in a mindset of like, it's survive mm-hmm. and rationalize. Like I'm not like, I feel like it's like you gotta stop being a glutton. Feel me? Like, yeah. I'm not eating crazy. Right now, I'm not eating crazy.
No.
And it's not because, like, I don't want to or, like, it's just, like, I'm trying to be smart. I want to, like, because I want to be prepared for what might come.
Right.
Like, I already have an idea. Like, we already have an idea. Like, the other shit that we're talking about, it's an idea of what's what might of a possibility that might happen. And you're right, a lot of people aren't thinking about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
But like, on but like, I don't know. Like, at the same time, I'm trying to like, I do see positives in this.
Like
people are like investing in themselves. Like people that are investing. Like we have artists
learning how to talk to each other.
We have artists, you know, dropping music. We have people contacting family and friends more often. Like I've been getting FaceTimes and shit. Like, and it's just refreshing because it's like I haven't like done this in a while.
You know what's crazy about this?
Like, we're always so busy wrapped up in our own lives. Now we have the time to like see how everybody's actually doing, see what's happened.
I feel like even though you have the time to do it, you're still not doing it.
Are you talking about me?
Not you.
I'm about to say, nigga, what? I've talked to mad heads.
I'm talking about people in general. You know what I mean? The opportunity's still there. Still not doing it.
You're right. But it should... Oh, yeah. I mean, it should be a wake-up call. Like I said, it's a wake-up call. It's like life's never promised.
Wake-up call my ass. I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm... Never mind. Go ahead.
But, like, you also notice, like, it's a media thing, though. Like...
Oh, they're blowing it?
No, I mean, like the news, they're really, like, pushing it to make it look scary. But at the same time, it's like, I still haven't met a person that has it.
You don't want to meet someone that has
it. I don't, but I'm saying like, but you don't know, I don't know anybody that has it.
Mm-hmm.
I could know somebody on Facebook that I've known from like the past that just tells me like, hey, like that they announced like, oh, today I tested positive for coronavirus. Just saying like, they could announce news like that.
Well,
I don't know
you
anybody.
Might.
Huh?
You might now.
I might, you're right. But what I'm saying is like,
I'm saying
they're not pushing the agenda. What are you saying?
What?
What are you saying? Go ahead. Finish your joke. Finish it. Finish the joke right
now. I'm just saying your man's is paranoid. He thinks he has it. The app said he has it, so.
Yeah. We're going to burn both tonight.
He's not leaving this house.
Right, we're going to burn him at a stake. with light it up with some hand sanitizer.
No, yeah, but for real, there is a... So the CDC released a coronavirus or COVID-19 app. Which will screen you to see if you need to get tested. So, listeners, go out there and download that app. Follow the instructions.
Well, see, like, nurses are, like, I've been seeing a lot of videos on Instagram of nurses coming out that, you know, working in the actual medical field where they're saying they want people to stay home.
I hear you.
Just, but, like,
if you have trouble breathing, then go. If you can breathe, tough it out.
But like, what's trouble? I don't know. Maybe I've never really had the trouble of breathing unless I'm being choked. So like, I can't relate. Like,
how many times you've been choked? Let's talk about it.
But we have cousins. I have older cousins. I don't know about y'all, but I've been choked before. Like, I'm talking about like sleeper hold, like like passed out. But that's the only time I've ever had problems breathing. But like, I don't know. Nurses right now. I've seen a lot of videos of nurses just saying they recommend people stay home until it becomes unmanageable.
Right.
You feel me? Like, if you get winded off of going up the steps, it's probably it could be a number of things. Like, you don't just assume it's coronavirus.
Put down the blunt.
You might have, yeah, it could be that, it could be asthma, it could be your ass need to be on a treadmill. Like, it could be a lot of things. Like, bro, I'm not shy of words, but that's just literally what it is.
Go
like
ahead,
if it's not like severe where you feel like your life is really in danger, they just recommend you not coming in yet.
Exactly.
Like, if you have a cough, chill out.
Yeah.
If you have a cough, chill out. Take some DayQuil, and if it's not going on, then maybe, and it starts getting weird, like you're coughing up blood and phlegm, then that's a concern.
Yeah.
Come to the fucking hospital.
Right.
But like, if you're coughing, maybe have a slight fever, you know, rock out with it. Do what like anybody fucking does. Drink some chicken noodle soup, rub some Vicks on your chest, and get under a blanket.
Drink some ginger ale.
Right, ginger ale, right. Exactly. So, but that's where I feel on that.
Yeah.
But like, back to like what I was saying about the media pushing it, like all right, for example, like Donald Trump, he's our president,
mm-hmm.
and like you see this man still doing videos, like doing a whole speech. My man will do a whole speech with 12 niggas behind him. Where the social distance in that? My man, not like, you feel me? Like, considering that's the leader of our country,
yeah.
And we don't even got this nigga in a bubble, a box by himself.
I'm not worried about it.
That's not the point.
What's the point?
It's he's the leader of our country. Like, that's not, I'm not holding. I'm not.
He was the leader of our country when he was in dumb shit 2 years ago and a year ago. So,
but I'm saying like they weren't pushing it like with this.
Oh,
it's
okay.
This that they're like, it's super contagious. It's like you should be 6 feet away from people. but they're still keeping him squad deep, like even with people that aren't in his party.
Well, I mean, we were talking to our boy earlier, and he's still currently working, but he has to be involved with people. But his job isn't quitting, and they're not like shutting down because of this virus thing. So what he has to do is get screened before he enters the facility. I imagine the White House is doing something far more advanced than that. They're probably screening people that are
like that in the service.
Yeah.
Every day. You gotta fucking have you seen the screening process?
I don't have to see this shit. My boy just told me he was doing
it. Didn't I send you a picture?
No.
Bro, they stick a fucking needle up your nose. Bro. Like into your brain.
Fuck that.
Bro, I'm talking about like, yo, that shit thick too. Like that shit's a whole straw going up your nostril in like I'm talking about deep in your fucking brain.
Just to test it?
Just that's how they test.
Wow.
I'm like, bro, at that point, I'm just like, I don't even want to find out. Like, bro, I don't know what you doing. Fuck out of here sticking me with us, bro. If you saw it, it looks so uncomfortable. Like,
no, I didn't see it.
It'd be unbearable. I'd sneeze blood on these niggas. Like, get that shit out of here. Like,
start coughing.
Yo, for real. Like, yo, get the fuck off me. But...
stay yo, home. All jokes aside, stay the fuck home. Yeah. Please. God damn it.
But, yeah, that's just, you know, that's our take on the coronavirus. You know, we're still advising everybody to be safe. Yeah, that was
my take of the coronavirus.
Fuck you. This is a team effort at the end of the day.
But, God damn.
Yeah, just make sure, you know, y'all just washing, like week, y'all washing like, your hands.
You ain't closing this shit.
But, bro.
Make sure you wash your hands.
Bro, I'm not closing.
You know this is that? Oh, okay.
I wasn't closing. I was just adding. Damn. Yeah. Bro. Damn.
You see what you did to me?
Yo. He's like, what am I going to do?
Who am I?
I'm just a tech guy.
Nah, you want me to push? You just trying to push me as an engineer.
Yo, bro, nah.
He said, I don't even need you to talk no more, you know? I'm going to talk by myself. Just hit the play button.
Yo, I can't. Yo, I'm just, but like, realistically, just to end it. Right,
realistically,
like, this is the last thing I have to say before you close it. It's just like,
I'm not closing. We got tracks to play.
I meant on this, on the subject. Damn.
Sorry.
It's like, not sorry. I'm thinking about like how people are gonna act after this is over. Like people aren't gonna hug no more. People are not gonna like
eventually. Alright, cool. So I have a track called Run It Up, featuring Dino, produced by Nico Blue by CDZ. Check it out.
Wanna see you on the way. Baby girl, yo nigga in the way. Don't let the feeling fade you. Don't let it fade away. Be mad cause the bank keep going up. Be mad cause the drink keep pulling up. I came in this bitch just to run it up. We came in this bitch just to run it up. I might do this shit again just to double up. Got me feeling like living the hustle club. Pray for everything I need, I'ma send it up. You wasted your 20s, you been it up. I ain't stressing no more, I'ma live it up. She got niggas on the side, that's a run up. I ain't tripping over shawty, I am not in love. I just came in here so I can run it up. You know I came to run it up. Run it up. Flows is universal, yeah. Kundalini genie, got my chakras flowing circles, yeah. Got me in and out of motions. I've been dreaming by the ocean, yeah. Running it up on the vacay. I've been balling so hard I ain't noticed. Check my stock, can't afford this. When it's blowing up, you can't ignore this. It's undefinable, undeniable. We the realest niggas in this whole bitch. 12 ain't on this when we touching down. Like Marshawn, bitch, hold my dick. We gon' run it up till the sun is up. Then count it up and do it all again, yeah. You know I came to run it up. You know it up. You know it up. You know it up. to the ground if we have to. We run this bitch to the ground if we have to. Run it up.
Yo, I run it up cause I have to. Taking your girl, that's a sad dude. I'm going nuts, that's a cashew. Believe it or not, I got speed. What you see is a lot. I don't freeze in the scene, I'm a star. Shoot for the moon and I fell on the Mars. Marking my spot cause I needed a place. Just away from these peasants cause people be hating. I mean, what is the point just to fake it? I mean, why is she standing here naked? I mean, I can't help it. She told me she want me and then I got helpless in need of a helping. Ride the bike, all I need is the helmet. This dick ain't free, I should probably sell it. Came with the heat to be probably melting. Just running the checkup whenever you smell me.
So that was Run It Up featuring Dino, produced by Nico Blue, by CDZ. What you got for us, Eddie?
What I got for us? So, trash. Like, I actually trash. Went to go see this. Huh?
Sorry.
What'd you say, bitch?
What?
You say trash? I fucking hate you. Give me the fucking cord.
Nah, you ain't get the ox.
So, the artist I got right now is... I want to say nobody because that's like, you know, it's the acronym for it, but he goes by NBDY.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I had gone to see him last year in March. I believe it was March or March, May, or it's between March and May. I had gone to Philly to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
He was opening up for LA, another artist I fuck with heavy. But he did his own little, I'm a big fan of, like, or should I say, I respect a lot of, the artists who take, like, an old track and they kind of just do their own little twist on it. Like, kind of like how Tori, like, it's pretty much like how Tori did the Chicks tape. You know, okay. he took old songs and kind of just added his own little flair to it.
Yeah.
So he did something very similar. He took Destiny's Child, Say My Name.
Okay.
So he did his own little thing on that. It's, I mean, on the track, like, he posted it on SoundCloud. Like, it's not, like, a published, one of his own published songs. But, I'm going to share it with y'all. Let me
play it.
It's official, girl, tonight we gonna create a wife. If I kiss you, would it open myself to your gaze? Cause I wanna feed you the recipe. Your body's the only thing I need. I'ma rewrite the rules, taking control of you. I'll make you lose it, girl, you gon' see all of the freaky things that I'ma do to make you say my name. Controller, till you say my name. My name. I got that Folgers, and I stop making love till this day in the morning. I let up after you can't stand on your 2 feet. Fucking you like a professional freak. What you think was gonna happen when you come with me to a world of pure imagination? I'ma rewrite the rules, taking control of you. You're gonna see what I mean when I do all the things to make you scream my name. Say that shit. Show me what it feels.
fuck it up. The doctor, love doctor, I'll fix you up like it's nothing wrong. With a little bump and grind. So what you saying, come through? You know what's on my mind now, what I won't do. I'll not ask on you. Girl, you got a lot to prove.
To it, he says, I'm a DJ for you all night.
Let me just soothe you with these tones. I mean, that was just a little in my feeling music.
Oh, okay.
But that's what I got.
I feel that was kind of like a cover.
Yeah, I mean, like he had a little twist. The little Willy Wonka junk.
Yeah.
But he also, I mean, like Eric Bellinger did that shit first, but
yeah.
I mean, my man still let y'all know what's up. I mean, But yeah, like I fuck with him. I fuck with him heavy. So I'm saying, I listen to him. He's I would still say he's up and coming.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't have a lot of projects out, but the fact that he went on tour with him with LA, I find it respectable.
Yeah.
So yeah, just keep a lookout for him. That's all I got for today.
Word. Oh, you want me to close this out?
Yeah, I thought that's what you were gonna
do. Yeah, you sure you don't want to just do it?
Okay, so you want me to do it?
No. Thank you guys for listening to the Almanac Podcast. My name is Alex, and I'm with my boy Eddie. Just want to give you guys a friendly reminder to catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and wherever we are on social media.
My man read that off a note card, just for the record. Yo, you had a Siri voice.
I'm sorry, that's my job voice.
But yeah, like I said, we appreciate
you. He's never seen that side of me.
And again, we thank y'all for tuning in. Everybody who finds time out of their day, we nothing better to do during this quarantine. So make sure y'all stay tuned in. We'll keep trying to show y'all the same love and keep y'all notified and informed about what's going on in the world.
You see how you just stole that shit?
I didn't mean to, but you know we gotta. We gotta do what we gotta do.
You need to get the last word.
So I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah?
I'm out.
Yeah, fuck you.